Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of TJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Welcome to the Meeple to Meeple podcast. I'm proud to introduce two of the biggest anchors I know in the board game podcast space. Prepare to climax at their cunning linguist skills. This formidable duo enjoy intercourse with one another on a regular basis just for you to lustfully listen. These two know how to handle a massive deck, and no pawn is off limit. I can confirm the rumours are true. They both adore big packages and equally love a good insert. This week we are talking about flicking, playing with balls, and generally fooling around with dexterity games. And if you hadn't guessed by all that innuendo, this is episode 69 with me, Nick, from Board Game Review UK. We are working on a title, and at the moment it is NSFW. But I won't beat around the bush any longer. Get ready to rumble as I hand over to the new PJ and Duncan. It's PJ and Gareth!
69, dudes. We made it. Episode 69.
It is the internet's favorite number.
Yep.
That's right. And it's my last broadcast, because with that introduction, I've been terminated.
It's all about dexterity games.
All about Nick and dexterity
and his pole,
games.
I heard. His pole. I guess episode 69, we've been trying to work out what we do with this episode for a while. Right. And as Nick said, like NSFW, if you've got an idea that's better than NSFW, there will be a poll the day before this broadcast goes live, which is going to be backwards. And that's what we decided. But it's not safe for work with Nick at the end.
That's right. Will, in fact, be a poll on Instagram tomorrow for you to vote for your favorite NSFW.
Is it a short poll or a long poll?
That's in the eye of the beholder, my friend.
Ah, nice. I was trying to come up with other innuendos, and the only one I came up with was my favorite worker placement board game, which is Viticulture.
It is.
Whenever I play that game, I get to put my cock on the table.
You do. You do.
I've been trying to give up sexual innuendo, but it's hard.
I need a cymbal sound, don't I? I don't think I've got one. There we go. Bear with me. Got any?
Oh.
So this is going to be my favorite episode. There it is. There it is.
I'll keep
it. A little late. We're gonna work on Gareth's timing, folks. We'll get that right.
Can I just say, it is an absolute pleasure, because I couldn't think of anyone I would rather lose my podcast virginity to than you two.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
That's a lot of love there.
I've been waiting for this moment for what? We've been friends on
69 episodes.
We've been friends on the Instagram for 3 years, and finally get to see you and chat with you. This is great. So
it's gonna be fun.
I'm just happy to be here.
So you've got your boom tish ready, haven't you, Gareth?
I've got it.
So I was thinking about some things that you could say at the board game table as well as in the bedroom. So get ready with your symbol.
I'm ready.
In no particular order. I'd like to try it at three. Sorry, you can't put that there. I've looked everywhere in the box and I just can't find it. We should probably sleeve it. I'd rather just play solo. One for the Instagrammers. Are we okay to start, or are you still just taking photos?
Okay.
And my final curveball, that was amazing, but I don't think your parents would like it.
We were talking
about dexterity games, right?
Well, I mean, we were trying to which topic you do. And obviously, I like dexterity games. And Nick, you like dexterity games. And PJ is a massive fan of dexterity games.
Oh, yes, obviously. No, sir.
So, Nick, why did we choose dexterity games? You came up with the idea.
I was just looking for a different topic cover that would probably fit with some innuendo, candidly.
Yeah, balancing, rubbing, flicking.
Uh-huh.
Grabbing
all the above.
So,
it's a PJ, topic that has never been covered by us before.
That's because PJ, you don't like dexterity games.
I do not.
Nick wants to know why. We all want to know why.
Yeah.
The truth.
So the truth is, the reason I don't like dexterity games is the same reason why I don't like solo gaming. I will play games solo, but I don't like it. It's because as a child, I didn't have a lot of friends. I played a lot of games solo, and making up games, I was using dice and flicking them. So it just kind of reminds me of that lonely little child. And I'm like, it's a little triggering. So I just don't play solo and dexterity games. You asked, and now I brought the crowd down, and I'm sorry.
I was looking for like a small violin sound, but there wasn't one.
That's okay.
I can probably do a violin sound. I've got to probably tune it.
I think you're going to find, PJ, that after you've heard about the games that me and Nick play, that I think it'd be okay to embrace dexterity.
So
but maybe out of these games, pick one you'd like to play, and when you come to UK, we can at least play with friends.
We'll do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, we were talking before this. There's a lot of dexterity games. Like, the list of dexterity games are just vast. Although not a dexterity game, right?
Out of all that vast long list, how many of you actually played them, PJ?
Two.
And what are they?
Yeah, that's Jenga.
Was it giant Jenga you find in a pub, or like Jenga you find on the games table?
No, you'd find it on the games table.
Okay.
I will say using Jenga instead of dice for a role-playing game is pretty cool.
What sort of role-playing is that?
No, so instead of when you're at a tabletop role-playing game, instead of rolling dice for a skill, you have to pull the brick out of the Jenga tower. If it falls over, then your character fails their task, and I think that's a pretty...
It's a whole new level of dexterity games.
It is. It's
creative. And what was the other one? Stack the dice.
It was not stack the dice. Oh, it was Galaxy Trucker, which we sold.
You're like a massive fan of that game as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I guess if Galaxy Trucker is a dexterity game, then Fit to Print is also a dexterity game. I mean, I don't know what makes Galaxy Trucker a dexterity game.
It's the grabbing in it. It's loose. It wasn't one I thought of when I went through my dexterity games list. But when I looked on Board Game Geek at the list of dexterity action games, I was quite surprised how many we'd actually played and owned.
But that's enough about me. We are here to talk about Nick.
It's all about me.
It's all about Nick. So, yeah. Nick, why don't you start with one of the dexterity games that you've brought to the party?
If I'm bringing a dexterity game to the party, there is only one I would ever bring, and that is a game called Meeple Circus. Meeple Circus is basically stacking, and you're fooling around, and I'm not putting innuendo in this. It's played over three rounds, and you are doing a performance. You're doing a performance, and in the last round, everyone wants to watch. But before that, you have a dress rehearsal, and you have another where a special act comes in, and you build up your circus to complete objective cards.
You say special act or special costume?
A special act.
Oh, okay.
There's no special costumes. Yeah, obviously. And you build your circus. So there will be something where you have to balance something on something else, or you have to incorporate a certain token in your performance. And it is hilarious. And then the final performance has you doing things like every time you place a piece, you have to announce the name of the performer or give them a bit of the backstory. So my favorite one was my middle son, George, was entering the ring, and he went, This is James coming into the ring. He's a vegan, but secretly eats sausages.
Great.
True story. And I loved it. But there's others where you just honk your nose every time you place a piece. That's my clown nose. Didn't realize. See? Contagious. And it's just lots of silly fun. And if it falls over, and you've got a timer that's playing circus music the whole time, so it adds extra pressure. And it is probably my favorite dexterity party game. Plays up to five people. Hard to find now. I think it's been superseded by a slicker four-player game called Tiny Acrobats, also by Matago.
Is that a serious one, or is that a joke?
No, it's still just silly fun, but it just plays four, and it's more streamlined. The scoring's more streamlined.
Do you get to juggle balls?
No, there's no juggling the balls. If you want to play with balls, you need to move on to a different dexterity game. Om Shanti would be my one of choice at the moment.
How do you spell that?
Omshanti, I believe. Om Shanti.
Well, I've never even heard of it.
So no. This comes in a beautiful, lush purple box. And when it arrived, I thought my wife had treated herself to a new toy. It's luxurious. It comes in a box. Inside is a satin silk sleeve. Are you getting the picture of this? It oozes luxury appeal. And then, no, it wasn't. It was a board game. And you unfurl the mat, and it's sort of a mixture between, I guess it's a bit like shuffleboard, but you have these beautiful purple balls to hold in your hand. And they've got like a clear liquid in. So instead of like you pushing them, they sort of glide like they've been lubed across the tabletop. And if you want to play with some balls, there are no finer balls to play with. They are smooth, they are silky, and they are delightful.
That sounds like a super slick, slippery, slidey game that would
be players.
Perfect for Valentine's. Just gone on Valentine's.
Oh, I listened to your show. You had some great suggestions.
Om Shanti is a two-player game.
So, yeah, one of you pushes or glides your ball, and right. You've got to try and get first into the one, then the two, then the three, and then to the final scoring zone. And every time you do it, you, like, move up your marker so you're going for the next one, and then they'll push the balls back to you if you're not filling it with innuendo.
It's like shuffleboard.
Yeah,
like shuffleboard, but you're opposing each other rather than next to and doing it at the same time.
And how far, really how far apart are you? How close?
Our table width apart.
Not intimate.
No, it's not close quarters.
I've never heard of it, but I am intrigued. Nick, do you own this game?
Yeah, I own it.
We shall.
And you will know what I mean when I take it.
We shall see you next weekend, and you can show me your balls.
You can get to play with my balls anytime.
Super, super slidey. Any of these games appealing to you, PJ? Have you like gone? I'm definitely into dexterity, or shall I share one from my?
No, I think you should probably share. Try to convince me.
So this one is one of the first games we had with the kids. Just try and find the year of it. This is 2015, so we've been playing games for a while. This one is Flick 'Em Up. Flick 'Em Up.
Lucky M.
Flick 'Em Up, which was... it's a beautifully crafted wooden pieces based in the Wild West, where one player is like the cowboys and you've got the outlaws. You set up the scenery, you set up the buildings. I think there's expansions with a stagecoach, I seem to remember. And then you might have to rob the bank. You might need to save XYZ. And you basically have like cactuses placed strategic around the map. And then you start on one edge. The cowboys will flick their way into town or to do whatever mission it is. And there's lots and lots of missions. It's really good fun. Obviously, you're trying to take out the bad guys. Incredibly light. Our kids loved it at that age.
Did Carrie like it? All that flicking?
Yeah, all that flicking. Carrie massively enjoyed it. She would often end up at the saloon doing a couple of shots afterwards.
As one does, right?
Flick the dice.
Flick them up.
I mean, that's Flick the Dice is what our kids used to do it. That's a different game, which I'll come back to, which I hadn't even remembered for this episode, but Flick the Dice. Oh, it's not even called that, but I'm going to write it down and remember what the game is actually called. But Flick 'Em Up is the game I was talking about, which I'd highly recommend. Have you ever? I think they did like a Dead of Winter version, I think.
Yep, they did. They did indeed.
Do you own that copy, PJ?
No.
It's not going very well, is it? It's... influencing PJ to buy dexterity games.
You might be able to convince me at the end. So one of the things I'm hearing so far is you both, and I know both of you are fathers, and you played a lot of these games with your kids. I don't have any children. So I'm wondering if in the future, these types of games may hit the table more.
Ooh.
You know?
So I don't just play dexterity games with the kids. Meeple Circus, I'm more likely to play with adults because watching a child do it and knock it down continuously is no fun whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But some games, I mean, you were just talking about flicking. My favorite flicking and probably my wife's favorite flicking is Pitch Car Mini. There is Pitch Car, the big version, but Pitch Car Mini plays a lot of people, and unlike the big version, it fits on a table. Also, unlike the big version, the discs that you flick aren't slightly rounded, which is a shame, I'll be honest. And there isn't as many expansions for the Mini. But for us, the Mini is good enough. And that's great fun. You're just running around the table, flicking your car, and it's basically a race.
The Mini version, because I've never seen the full-size version.
Yeah, I mean, it's still big, but it fits on a tabletop rather than you having to join tables together to try and work it out.
Mm.
So that's my favourite flicky thing.
Okay.
Carry on.
Thank you. If I was playing with my children, a game that is, just to be really clear, before Operation U-Tree get involved, I would be trying to get I'd get Rhino Hero out, I think, because there's nothing better. It's a classic for a reason. There's nothing better than building that, you know, that sort of massive erection of cards on a tabletop. And it's unusual, actually, isn't it, for three middle-aged men to be talking about massive erections.
It's a mighty fine tower that you get to
build.
Yeah,
you do. Mm-hmm. And without any blue pills, which is fortunate, because last time I took Viagra, I got stuck in my throat, gave me a stiff neck for weeks. Anyway, jokes aside, Rhino Hero is a really good game. They also have the Super Battle version where you roll dice and battle it out. I actually don't like it as much.
I was going to say the same version. I think the original is, it's just a set of cards, which obviously they fold and you stack them up. And I've got terrible tremors. All these games aren't games I win very often. But yeah, right. Rhino Hero, the original, was fantastic. Whereas the battle one just felt like it got overcomplicated. It didn't need all that extra stuff.
And actually, interesting, the first time I played that was at K_plays_games on Instagram. Her wedding, which was the first time I met her.
Ah.
She had a little selection of games set out, and that was one of them.
That's cool.
Which was great fun. We drunk a little too much, and it was hilarious as a drunken party game, too.
I mean, these games do get another edge if you get drunk or drink. And they can't remember anything in the morning. They're always the best nights, aren't they?
So, if I may, it's not a dexterity game, but it is a towering erection on the table. Is Holly?
Oh,
it's so
Holly.
It's, yeah, Holly.
Holy, yes. Holy or Holly?
It's Holly.
It's not a holy Holly. Erection. It's a
no,
Holly
it's
erection.
Not holy. It's not Holly's with a Y. Holly is with an I.
Ah, okay.
Like the Indian Indian festival.
I've always
wanted
to play that game.
It's three different layers. It's this huge plastic tower on the table, and you're throwing colors at your opponents and trying to get up to the top of the tower and score more points. That's a pretty cool game. We just recently played that.
No, it's really good. I always like the art and the. It just looks really pretty.
I've never played it, but it looked beautiful. Does look mm-hmm. beautiful, and I've always kind of fancied it, but never thought, "Oh, I need to own that." But the table presence looks
it's surprisingly good and strategic. It's worth more than you know you would think. You know,
it's a game I don't think ever really got coverage. It got released and kind of went under the radar.
Yeah,
I've got one called Jungle Speed, which is all about grabbing someone's totem. If this was actually those games, it was rather dangerous with the kids when they were younger, because you're just flipping cards over to look for a match. And as soon as someone gets a match, then you have to grab the totem that's the middle of the table. But that totem will either be someone else is grabbing their fingers, or you'd grab the totem and it'll fly across the room. But that's Jungle Speed. It's like 1997. It's like an old...
Wow.
But it's
a great game. Cards are really close, aren't they? They're really close to each other, but often are different. But at first glance, you go to grab that.
Yeah, it's the same color, different colors. Same shapes, different colors. But yeah, that was always one that, you know, grabbing wooden poles from the middle of the table.
Need a really good firm grasp.
You do. You really do.
Children don't have a firm grasp yet.
No, that's why it was always reasonably terrifying if it was near a TV, because this wooden thing would fly off across the room. Nick, have you got any others? I've still got a few to go.
I'm a big champion of class. Not a champion in real life, because you have to be quite good at it. But if you want a little bit of two-player action, and again, a little bit of a firm grasp with a stick,
And a magnet.
And a magnet and some little puck to flick around and a ball to play with. I mean, it's sounding perfect for episode 69.
Yeah.
This is glass. So it's basically a bit like air hockey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loosest form, that you've got three magnets which you've got to avoid. You've got a ball and there's a goal in the opponent's half, and your magnet can only go halfway. So it's sort of a mix. takes a bow. You can only go halfway. But yeah, there's three magnets. If you get two magnets sticking to you, it's not a good thing. Unlike in real life, magnetism is not wanted in this. But it's a cracking game. You first to 5 or 6 points, I think, something like that, and it's just brilliant fun.
Yeah, it's a game that we've had every year. We have a bit of like some friends and we get together. It's like a boys' weekend. We're too old for stag do's now. But it's a game that you end up playing for half an hour. You know, it's 5 or 6 matches. It's just, yeah, just really good fun.
But there's really serious tournaments around the world, aren't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the World Championships is held in Finland, I think.
Was it right recently?
Really?
I'm sure I saw it, yeah.
And they have regional championships. So you could be like the American champion or the UK champion or PJ, all over the place champion.
That PJ, you are US champion. You can do this. We believe in you.
Do this. Yeah, this could be your calling.
All that pent up frustration of dexterity games. You're going to release it over the class table.
I do fancy good air hockey. So
if you like air hockey, then you'll love Clask.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, is air hockey a dexterity game? Can we add this number 3 to his list?
I think it is air hockey.
I know, but that's like you can't exactly bring air hockey home and.
With Clask, you can. So there you go.
Yeah. So I want to tell you, a story, and I think because Meeple Circus would probably be accepted in our home, no matter what game we're playing, my wife loves to take her wooden components that are not yet placed on the board, and she enjoys stacking them into elaborate, you know, designs.
Oh yeah, that's quite a satisfying side quest of any board game.
Right. Now,
but this does actually turn that into a game.
Right. So here's the other side quest. My friend David and I, David's very enthusiastic about it, but I've begun to join him. We try to use one of our components on our side of the table to knock down her elaborate tower of meeples and wooden components. So yeah, we're playing Frosthaven, but we're, you know, knocking over all the pieces, or we're playing Viticulture and knocking over all of her little tower of wooden things. Sure. Yes. Yep.
And
there is a game with catapults, isn't there, and wooden walls. Yeah.
Isn't Catapult Feud?
We've got Crossbows and Catapults, which was like a game in the 80s, I think.
Okay.
Which was spring loaded firing things. Do you play about 10 pin bowling?
I don't know.
It's like you go to a bowling alley and throw a ball down the skills. That's a dexterity game. Do you play that?
Yeah, of course I bowl, but that's
more of a...
Oh,
so you do like dexterity games.
That's more of a sport. That is more of a sport.
It's a game. It's a game.
Okay.
What other games do you do?
Not in the Olympics. It's not a sport, is it?
No, it's not a sport. It's just bowling. It's just bowls.
If playing video games is a sport, then bowling is a sport. I mean, you know. I'm just saying.
I think you love dexterity games. You're just in denial.
Is that what you... Well, maybe I am.
Earlier on, I mentioned Flick the Dice, which actually is a game called Cube Quest that came out in 2013. That is one of our most played games ever. Like, this game has been played a huge amount, mostly by myself and Kira, where you've got two player mats, you've got a selection of dice, got king each, and then around it, you might have some orcs and some fighters. And then you position those behind the box screen either side. So you can stack them anywhere you like. And then you take turns flicking those dice across the board, a bit like a catapult bit, to basically flick the opponent's guards or orcs off of the board. It is brilliant. That is my summary on one of our most played games, Flick the Dice, or as it's officially called, Cube Quest. PJ, look it up.
Cube Quest.
The board game geek community give it an average rating of 6.8. Age rating of 8 plus, community safe 5.
5.
Plus,
okay. 15 minute game. That is why it's so quick.
It's weighty. 1.10 before going
heavy.
That's heavy. People don't understand that. 1 is pretty much the lowest, 5 is the heaviest. But, you know.
Wasn't there a game in the 80s, maybe the early 90s? It was like a little table, and it had a bunch of cubes representing ice, and you had like a little penguin sitting on the top, and you had a hammer, and you tried to... sounds like don't lose the penguin or something. I don't know. I know
what you mean. Didn't you have a little hammer to hammer out the ice blocks?
Yeah, and you were trying to knock the
ice
block
down. I think it might
be
more modern than that. I think it might be newer than that.
I don't know this.
It's before my time, boys.
Is it before your time? That's relatively recent then.
This was an old game when I was a kid.
Yeah, so but you're old, PJ, too.
You're older than me by 2 weeks, sir.
You drag our average age down.
I mean, I've done my bit here.
I think Ice School, that was another Dexterity game, talking about ice, which was very popular with the lids opened up and you made rooms and you flicked your little penguin thing around the rooms, trying not to get myself in trouble here. Is a race, wasn't it? I think seem to remember. Very popular back in 2016, it would seem.
Was it 2016?
Flick high school penguins to catch fish without getting caught by the hall monitor.
Interesting.
That was very popular, that UK Games Expo that year. It was everywhere. Massive stand.
Well, it won Spiel des Jahres, right?
Did it?
Well, there's Ice Cool and then Icy Cool, right? Aren't there two?
I don't know. Ice Cool Wizards was another. That's a reskin.
I seem to recall
flick the
there
wizard
was
penguin
one.
To collect lesson cards, pass exams, and cast spells. Oh, that's 2024. That's out this year.
Oh,
that's a reskin.
So look forward to that, boys and girls.
Nick,
don't think I could get away with not talking about a game called Toss It.
Toss It.
Yeah, Toss It.
Tossed it or toss it.
Toss it.
Just say it again. Yeah.
No past tense here. It's all something to look forward to in the future.
So what happens when you toss it?
So you're going to get, you have, everyone has 3 darts. They're about, they're made of plastic. They're about 12 inches long, which probably means they're actually 4 inches long. And you have it's a dart, and you throw this, you get a jack, and you then throw your 3 darts in turns to try and get closest to the jack. So it's like a mix between darts and ball or paton.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that, but you can play it anywhere. You can play it against a window they stick, or you can play it on a coffee table or any smooth surface. I've seen it played on train station platforms if it's smooth marble. So they're just really easy to carry around. They come in different pack sizes. I think I've got enough Toss-Its to have a orgy of Toss-It players. I've got that many. It's a really fun little throwing game called Toss-It.
So I think when I'm in England, y'all should meet me in London and we should play this at the British Museum and use the Rosetta Stone and get kicked out.
Sounds like a plan.
It does. I mean, it's face walking around looking at all the things we've stolen over the years.
Right.
The other one. Sorry, I don't want to get political on this show.
No, it's fine.
Speaking of throwing things, if on a games day I need a breath of fresh air, which sometimes you do, you've been sitting at the table for a long time.
Stretch your legs.
Actually, let's go stretch our legs. There's a game called Molky, which I highly recommend.
Molky,
but I think it has some dots over the O's
Molky.
It's a really lovely game. So you start off with this really tight, compact group of sticks, and they're all numbered, I think from 1 to 12 from memory. And you have a baton, and you literally baton, and you throw that baton all the way and knock over the stick. If you knock down more than one stick and they're lying flat on the ground, you get 1 point for each stick knocked over. And then you stand them up where they fell. And as the game goes on, they spread out. And if you ever get one stick laying down instead of more than one, you get the points total on the top. And it's the first to a set number of points. But the kicker is if you go over that set number of points, your score gets halved, I think.
I've always seen that game. I've always fancied it. Always looks a good outside game.
Yeah, so I got it for Father's Day this year.
Did you?
Last year, sorry. We haven't had Father's Day this year.
M-O-L-K-K-Y.
Or is it double K? Thank
double
you for
dot
the
over the O.
Double K.
I also noticed there is a...
I wouldn't know. I got the fake Jacques of London
a
version.
A mini table version. Table talk called Finska Mini, F-I-N-S-K-A, that can be played on a games table. But then you're not getting your exercise and getting your fresh air. So good to, you know, decompress after a heavy game of Flick 'em Up or Meeple Circus and go and toss some batons.
Darts. I've got a new game arrived just yesterday.
Tell us.
Oh, yes.
And it's a new Oink game. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't think you have to go games.
No, it's definitely
Oink.
Oink.
We can go Oink. Good. It's a new Oink game called Rafter 5. Now, you have the box becomes the platform in which to start your building.
Very
you
good.
You place a card on top. So no wasted space, as always, with an Oink game. You have 5 rafters of various shape and form. You will have seen one maybe in my story on Instagram.
Ooh, yeah.
But if you haven't, there's photos online. They sit on top. And then there's a sea of cards around the edge. And you take one of the rafters and a C card, flip it over, and it's a plank. And then you place the plank on the top of the boxes with one of the characters as the weight. And then you put a treasure chest, one of your color treasure chests, on top of said plank. Now, that's fine, but there's only 5 rafters. And after everyone's taken 5 goes, obviously, you've got to remove a rafter to place a new rafter. Okay. And whenever you place a bit of wood, it has to overlap one of the previous ones. So you sort of get this cantilever, but quite scary cantilever action going on. If ever, and inevitably it will happen, that you take a rafter off and some things tumble to the sea, they stay there. Any opponent's treasure goes onto your board. And if you get 5 treasures, you lose. My eldest son, Harrison, is probably in the PJ camp of dexterity game loving.
Okay.
He really enjoyed this one because he felt like there was something he could do. It sort of felt like almost a sciencey puzzle of working out which one was safe to move. And in fairness, he beat me. I'm yet to win at this game. He beat me hands down because I was a bit gung-ho and went, oh, this one will definitely be for... Oh, I've just ruined it. Where he was there thinking of all the levels and even placing his wood so it might catch on one of the bigger meeples. And he was playing some clever stuff. So although it was just a small box game, we had a lot of fun with that. That is Rafter 5.
I do like an Oink game. And that does sound like a great Oink game to have.
That
PJ's
does sound
written
good.
It down. Look,
that does
he's noted.
Sound, yep.
He's just noted.
Yep. Rafter
just got a bit
5.
More to it. Rafter yeah. 5. Small box. It's not going to take up much room on your shelf.
You said, okay, so your rafter. Are we talking about rafter like someone in a raft? Or are you talking about rafter like the wooden beams?
I imagine because it's a sea, they're building a raft.
It's a raft, yeah.
So it's a raft.
It's a raft. Card piece by piece using rafters to help balance the build.
Okay.
It looks really good.
There's advanced setup. So some of the cards have like nail holes on them and joints, and you can't cover those with other bits of wood and add more strategy. I haven't played that yet. I can't see me playing with it. I don't see any reason why I need to overcomplicate a game I can't win at anyway.
Very true.
Well, I'm not very good at these games, so you should bring it. We'll play it. You'll win. Guaranteed.
And it's a small box game as well. Perfect, isn't it?
That's
other than
cool.
that, I haven't got many other than honourable mentions, if I'm being
candid. I've got one final one.
Okay, sure. You go first and then I'll...
So my final one is Terror in Meeple City. But when it first came out, it was called Rampage, where basically dinosaurs or Godzilla would rampage through the city and you'd have all the skyscrapers, which were basically layers of board with mini meeples all stacked under. So you'd drop and throw these dinosaurs around the board. But I think after the first print run, because Rampage is the computer game, it got probably a cease and desist and got renamed to Terror in Meeple City. But a really good fun dexterity game. Smash, stomp, and chomp. Your monster can destroy it all with a flick of a finger. Again, 2013, it feels like... There was a whole couple of years of flicking was very popular in dexterity games was a real thing in the game design industry.
I'm going to say I'm not sure I want to destroy anything with a flick of my finger.
Flick. All the power in one digit.
I think flicking games were replaced by stacking games, I think.
Yeah. Well, this had stacking. Yeah, stacking. Oh, yeah, I mean, it was a good game.
Do you still own it?
No.
Not that good.
No, but right. Looking back, I think, disappointed I haven't got it anymore.
Uh-huh. I am. I wanted to play it next week.
Yeah, I'm annoyed. So, Nick, what have you got on honourable mentions?
Well, we spoke about building up, and my big problem why these only get honourable mentions instead of like saying rush out and buy these games is things like Tokyo Highway, for example, are great. They've got a new Kickstarter out. It looks delicious. My problem with it is when it goes wrong, it really goes wrong.
Yeah.
It's basically end game.
Yeah.
So I have a slight problem with that. The same with Rhino Hero and all of those. Once it goes, you can't just go, oh, let's just put that back up. That no, this is game over, and it is cataclysmic. Meeple Circus, when it happens, it's funny and it's hilarious and you get stressed and it adds excitement. But in that, the other one that handles it really well is Men at Work. So when things collapse at Men at Work, you sort of just scoop them out and you get like a little penalty token, but it doesn't ruin the whole game for everybody. Yeah. And I really admired that part of Men at Work. And other than that, is the quick grabby games. Ooh, nearly mispronounced that. Quick grabby games. So like Taco Cat, Goat Cheese Pizza, where you're matching Cobra Paw. And it's just, and a bit like you're grabbing the Totem game, Jungle Speed. They are just quick, fast, and I'm going to grab, and scratch people and break fingers if I have to.
True story. Breaking
Very
fingers.
True story. Actually, that was also at K-Play's Games wedding where we did break Jenny's finger playing Taco Cat.
Jenny's,
Board gaming family, we broke her finger. I'm not taking any blame for this. I don't want to point any finger of blame. It wasn't me. Almost certainly was either Susie.
So Jenny's supposed to be a Cajun con, right?
Yep.
Gareth?
Just don't ask her about the
Taco Cat Go Cheese Pizza.
The finger in instant. It
Got
will
it.
Go down.
Got
badly.
It. So, yeah. Good to know.
But it's a funny story. She didn't really feel anything. She was had a one or two. I think it was.
It's a wedding, right?
She was drinking neatly. Yeah. I think she was either drinking neat gin or neat tequila all night. Funny enough, she woke up with a headache and a very sore finger.
Yeah.
We've all had those nights, haven't we?
I missed an opportunity for some drums because.
Oh, go back. Can
it's,
say it
it's,
again?
Yeah, say it again.
I don't think I can't remember what I said, but it was something like. we've all.
Oh,
great. Yeah.
Oh, timing went wrong as ever.
Yeah, he just went a bit. Oh, well, actually, in fact,
a bit early,
a bit late.
Which is a result. So, well, that was an episode of Chaos, and
it was.
Nick has shared with us about 20 of his favourite balancing, dexterity, flicking, clapping, grabbing, clutching,
stacking,
smoothing,
building,
slippery,
erecting.
Ball grabby games.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it has been a pleasure. Thank you
for
coming on the show.
Breaking my podcast virginity. So
we'll need to think of another episode. If anyone's got any topics that they'd like us and Nick to chat about, please do let us know.
Yeah, I might be allowed back on in 67 more episodes.
Yeah, episode 99.
Just before the big 100. Before the big 100.
Your peak just before 100.
No, that's great.
PJ, anything you'd like to add?
That would be 99 Nick Balloons.
Ooh.
How about that? Right? See, the title's already there.
So you've got the title for that one, but not for this one.
Not
Brilliant.
For this one. That's why it's called NSFW.
NSFW.
WN with Nick. With Nick.
Anything,
Nick, you'd like to close the show with? Have you got like a little closing speech?
You opened it beautifully, so.
Well, yeah, I can't top that. So I will say thank you very much for having me, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you beautiful people. And I'm delighted to change the demographic of Meeple to Meeple to have another middle-aged man, granted, but this one with a little bit of hair still
that
left.
That is true. Wiser and cuter.
So changing the demographic ever so slightly.
The beards are in.
Oh, didn't want to overdo it.
No. Don't stretch it too far.
Still got a great beard.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.